It took quite a while to get the greetings over and every beast seated at the festive board. The abbot was about to ring his bell when Sister Sage broke down weeping piteously. They gathered around to find the cause of her distress. The old sister shook her head despairingly.
The rhyme! The rhyme! Don't you remember?
Oak Tom's wife, Tree Rose, repeated the first lines.
Five will ride the roaring burn, but only four will e'er return.
In the silence that followed, Oak Tom could be heard calling off the names of the questers.
There's Roof Brush, Dury Quill, Rosie Wood Sorrel, and Formo. Four came back.
Sister Sage left her seat and threw herself sobbing upon the mousemaid.
Oh, Mariel, your poor father. What a good, brave creature our Bellmaker was.
Sextus looked stricken.
No, not Joseph.
Simeon provided the voice of reason amid the upset.
Silence, please. The rhyme said that only four would return. It never said anything about death. Mariel, tell us what happened to your father.
Mariel looked gratefully at Simeon.
Thank you, friend. Now, if I can get a word in edgeways, let me explain. Joseph the Bellmaker is far from dead. Here is a letter he told me to deliver to Abbot Sextus.
Unrolling the small scroll, Sextus read aloud.
To my good friend, the Father Abbot, and all Redwallers. The needs of Southsward are great, and I have decided to stay here to help rebuild their home. I am fastening a beautiful bell to ring out over this land to honour those who died in the great battle of Southsward and to remind me of my friends at Redwall. I wager you are in the midst of a feast. I wish I were there with you. But as I am not, do not let me detain old friends from their enjoyment. Mariel, Dandin, and the crew of Pearl Queen will have plenty of time to relate the story around a good fire on cold winter nights. Be happy, grow strong, take care of each other and your beautiful Abbey of Redwall. No doubt we will all meet again some day. Each of you has a special place in my heart. Joseph the Bellmaker.
Mariel smiled fondly as she added,
He has been honoured with the titles of King's Advisor, Honorary Commander to the Army of Southsward, and Lord Warden of Floret. But you know my dad, he wishes to be known only as Joseph the Bellmaker. Lift your beakers, friends. I give you a toast to my father, Joseph.
The very rafters rang as every Redwaller shouted aloud.
To the Bellmaker!